Melville Arts with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. My wife is always engaged in a running battle with our laundry. Their seven-day service usually takes 9 days at least, and if there's a public holiday, well, then that's the last of Robin's little woolly vests for a month. The only time we can be sure they'll turn up with blinding efficiency is the week they put their prices up again. However, on Tritebridge, CPO Pertwee has a different sort of laundry problem altogether.
I'm not happy. This is going to start something we regret. I know it is. I'm definitely not happy. I want nothing to do with it, and what's more, I am not happy. I am not.
Hatso, you're a great big pot of pessimism. There's no need to go round like the voice of gloom and doom. You've checked the laundry, haven't you?
Yes.
You've checked it twice, haven't you?
Yes.
And on both occasions, you found they'd sent us back 20 more pairs of pyjamas than we sent them, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, they are then. Pertwee's got 20 pairs of ex-naval, freshly laundered, blue and white, double-strength, wincy-egg pyjamas going cheap. All I'm asking is, what's the best way of flogging the perishers?
Well, don't look at me. I've got enough already, thank you.
The thought never entered my thoughts, Fatso. Besides, I happen to know your skin.
Yeah, well, you around, that's pretty automatic, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, ever since I got lumbered with working under you, Able Seaman Johnson's payday's been a farce.
That'll do.
Most weeks I'm not allowed to hold on to me lolly long enough to make it warm.
Will you belt up?
I'd rather not.
Yep, you shoot yourself. But if you don't, I'll belt you.
My up is belted.
Yeah, just in time and all. Now then, how do we flog these little wincy at windfalls then?
Well, you won't flog them to any of the ratings, that's for sure. They get issued with them. And if you're thinking of flogging them to the officers, I want a draft to another ship before you start.
Look, I wasn't...
I know what it'll be. I've seen it happen before.
Look, Johnson...
You'll flog the gear to the officers and they'll tumble they bought Admiralty property.
Look, Johnson,
inquiries will start and that'll be that.
Johnson, I shan't...
He's ready, Officer Pertwee will have vanished and Fatso will carry the can as usual.
Johnson?
I'm not happy.
You certainly won't be. You chatty, chattering, chattering great clot.
Well, I'm not. I've said it before.
If you say it again, you'll get clobbered. I'm warning you, who said anything anyway about flogging this lot to the officers?
I did.
Well, you were wrong. I want to flog them to civilians. Yeah. These pyjamas, Johnson, are about to see something of the big outside world.
Well, they're big outside pyjamas.
Don't push Pertwee too far.
Well, I don't want to get done for flogging pink pyjamas.
You won't be if we flog them outside, will you? Now then, relax. Now, what's the best way of getting rid of them?
I know. Why didn't you put an advert in the local paper, in there for sale, Collie Mummy Mum?
Tony, why didn't I think of that? It's a good idea. Here, I'll pop round to the newspaper office straight away, and if I chat him nicely, we might make this week's edition.
Hello, sir. Have you a quiet read?
Hmm?
I was. I don't doubt it's over now. Well, you're jolly lucky to have something to read, sir. That's the trouble with this wardroom. If we ever get any decent magazines, either the catch knocks them off for his own cabin, or Lieutenant Bates tears the pages out to light his pipe.
Oh, you're very hard done by.
I jolly well am. 3 times this week I started stories and got halfway through them before I'd realized Batesy had been at it.
Very frustrating.
Yes, very. In one story, I knew what they'd done, but I didn't know who. And twice, I knew who'd done it, but I didn't know what.
You're very lucky. After the one I read the other night, I neither knew who'd done it or what they'd done.
Is that the evening paper you've got there, sir?
No, it's the Portsmouth Herald Tribune and Hampshire Weekly World Guardian, which incorporates the South Sea Global Gazette and Havant Empire Weekly Clarion.
How interesting. Could I have some of the middle pages?
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Phillips. It doesn't have any middle pages.
Well, I mean, they didn't half name the front and back pages, didn't they?
No, just the front page, actually. The back one's all advertisements. Oh, this one's rather gay, I thought.
Now, which one's that, sir?
This. Davenport and Kildersleeves proudly announce a mammoth sale of slightly damaged, plastic-topped harpsichords. Everything must go.
Well, Davenport and Kildersleeve can go for a start.
I agree. Ah, now this must have been a close game.
Oh, was it?
Gosport Gadabouts 1, Cosham All-Stars 72.
Well, sir, it could have been worse. After all, the Gosport Gadabouts did get one.
Yeah, from the report, I gather the Gosport Gadabout centre forward also scored most of Cosham All-Stars 72.
Suppose you weren't playing for them, Mr. Phillips?
No, sir, but my brother Cedric plays centre forward for... poor old Seedy. I suppose you haven't finished with that paper yet, have you, sir?
Very nearly. What about this in the small advertisement?
Oh, what's that, sir?
For sale, small quantity of natty gents' pyjamas. Genuine reduction. Originally 5 guineas, now 8 and 11.
Nummy. That's genuine enough, if you like. I've a jolly good mind to try them, you know. It's an odd thing, but I keep wearing my bottoms out.
Very odd. Shouldn't be such a fidget in your cot.
Well, a chap's got to get comfy, you know.
Well, even at the risk of wearing out his bottoms.
Absolutely.
Why don't you send for a pair of these natty gents pajamas for 8 and 11? What have you got to lose?
8 and 11 and the Swipney Stamp.
Oh, go on. Easy come, easy go.
All right. What's the address, then?
Box number 346, care of the Portsmouth Herald Tribune and Hampshire Weekly Guardian, incorporating the South Sea Global Gazette and Havant Empire Weekly Clarion Buildings, High Street.
Do you think that'll find them, sir?
I think so, Mr. Phillips. Mm-hmm. If you can get it all on one envelope.
Hello, Chief.
Ah, you're back from your walkies, are you? All right, then, where is it?
Where's what?
Well, a sack full of letters in answer to our advert, of course.
There ain't one. Box number 346 has only had one reply. Here it is.
All right, give it to me. Oh, it's nothing but a... Isn't it flaming marvellous?
What?
So only one reply, and that has to come from Sub-Lieutenant Felix.
He must have worn out his bottoms again.
I'll wear yours out in a minute. But now what do we do?
Well, send him one of the 20 pairs, I suppose.
Are you potty? Look at your spot, the Admiralty property, straight away. And then the fat will be in the fire. Won't you?
I want a draft. I'm not happy. I want a draft.
Don't start that again. Don't start that again, for Drake's sake. What I got to send him is a pair of pyjamas that are nothing like Admiralty issues.
Oh, you mean like that pair I brought back from Hong Kong for my mum Min, with all the... Good morning.
We're back. Now then, where are they?
They're in Hong Kong. Hey? The moths have had them. They wouldn't fit. They wouldn't even fit the moths. They're not real pyjamas at all. They're kimono type.
Kimono?
Yeah, kimono.
Sounds like the name of Two Stroke Scooter.
Well, that's what it is, then. You can't go to bed wearing a Two Stroke Scooter.
You're all right. Too late, no hard luck. I remember seeing your kimono pyjamas when you bought them. Yeah, that's right. They're just the thing. Go on, go fetch them.
Yeah, you're rotten. That's what you are. Absolutely stinking rotten. If rotten's at a club, you'll be chief rotten, chairman rotten, on-sec rotten, and carriage you nanny mini-mouse rotten.
When you cork up that, you're rotten.
No, I shan't. I'm not happy.
Belt up! Nanny, where's those pyjamas then?
They're here in this rotten locker. But I was going to give them to me mum Min.
Well, fair enough. You can give her one of these 20 pairs of wincyette pyjamas instead, then, can't you? That'll make her your mum wincyette. Come on, hand them over.
Oh, yeah. I didn't suppose they would have fitted her anyway.
Nah, of course not. Now, look, we'll just wrap them up, you see? Yeah. And then I'll take them along to Mr. Phillips and tell him they've just arrived by post. Look, one thing about it, giving him an expensive-looking lot like this for 8 and 11 pence, he's not likely to complain, is he?
All right, Mr. Phillips, I'll go.
Parcel post for Mr. Phillips.
And what was that?
It's a parcel for you, sir.
Oh, it must be my pyjamas. Cool. They've been jolly quick, haven't they?
Perhaps they've heard that you'd worn your bottoms out.
They wouldn't.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, Mr. Phillips, sir. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear. If there's anything I can do, sir, I mean, it's a great tragedy.
All right, all right.
Oh, come along, Mr. Phillips. Unwrap your bargain. We're all agog.
We're all a what?
Agog. You are, aren't you, Chief?
Well, if you insist, sir, certainly. I don't mind gogging with the best of them, sir.
Only I knew what it was.
Lummy, look at this lot.
Good gracious. You put that on, you look like a touring version of Choo Chin Chow.
Oh, very oriental, I'm sure, sir. Very oriental. You are half going to make your bunk look shabby in that outfit, sir.
I don't understand. This is real Chinese silk. I mean, how can they do it for 8 and 11? Eh?
You certainly got a bargain there.
Well, there, I have a jolly good mind to send for some myself.
Here, I should say, they must be... No, 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 don't. No, I wouldn't say, don't you touch them, sir. It's probably a catch penny. You know, here today, gone tomorrow, sir. Don't you risk your hard-earned lolly, sir, no.
It's very touching, Chief. Why the panic? Mr. Phillips has done very well.
Well, we don't know, sir. We don't. For all we know, the whole outfit may go... Blah, 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 all fall a bit. They all fall a bit when he puts it on, sir. Rotten cotton. Moldy material to use the Chinese...
Oh, nonsense. Yes. I'll tell you what. Slip the outfit on, Mr. Phillips.
What? What, you mean now?
Yeah, go on, slip it on, sir.
Oh, well, I don't want to.
Go on, sir.
Chap's night attire is entitled to a little bit of privacy.
Oh, go on, Mr. Phillips, sir. Don't be a meanie. Won't take a minute. Go on.
No, I don't want to.
Go on, don't be shy, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I'm not just in the mood, therefore. Now,
don't be a spoiled sport. Slip it all on over your uniform.
Oh, all right. I suppose I could do that. The trousers are certainly jolly baggy.
Yes. That's it, sir. That's it. Now they can move me, Jackie.
Oh, thanks. Right. There, now. How do I look?
Well, All I can say is that Les is a many splendid thing. You look like sort of underfed Charlie Chan.
Well, sir. An underfed Charlie, anyway.
The embroidery's gay, isn't it?
Yeah, not half. Oh, there'll be an octane when you get your head down tonight, sir.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
For the embroidery, sir.
What?
All the embroidery. You'd be surprised where the dragon is blowing all his flames and smoke.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, good Lord, I... Well, I don't care what you say, I think they're an absolute Chinese bargain.
I say, number one, old fruit. Can you spare me a minute?
Oh, you lummy, it's the captain.
Oh, certainly, sir. Come in.
Yes, yes, do, old socks. Nice of you to call. Come in. We don't see nearly enough of each other. Jumping Jerry, who's this? The cook from Who Flung's Chinese Restaurant?
No, sir, it's me. It's Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Is it?
Yes,
sir. My word, so it is, yes. You're asking for it, aren't you, old Mandarin? Officers aren't supposed to take jobs cooking in restaurants, you know. Oh, no. Very poor dough, old bamboo suits. Their lordships won't like it.
But I haven't, sir.
There is new pyjamas, sir.
Pyjamas? But what are you doing wandering about in pyjamas at this time of day? What Povey would say if he came in here and caught this idiot getting up in the middle of the afternoon and cooking Chinese food in his pyjamas, I can't think.
No, he's not, sir.
Anyway, he should use a saucepan. The pyjamas get all messy with cooking pyjamas.
He bought that lot for 8 and 11, and he was just showing them to us.
8 and 11? For them? Oh, my word. I must get a pair of those for myself. Where'd you get them from, old top?
He's forgotten. They wouldn't have your size. Ooh, no, they pulled to me. Pulled to me. As soon as you put them on, first wash.
Oh, no good nonsense, Chief. I think they're jolly good value. I intend to send off for a couple of pairs at once.
You do?
Yes, rather. I mean, if they'd been the shoddy old Winciette stuff, I wouldn't have bothered. But these are really worth handing.
I think I'll send for some more as well.
Yes, put me down for 3 or 4 pairs as well, number one, Oprah. I could wear them when I'm fishing for the big fella. Then if he puts his head out of the water, I'll blind a bounder.
Pass the word round to the chaps about these. We might even tell Captain Povey. Why don't you order some for yourself, Chief? They make jolly good presents for some of the... Chief! Wake up, Chief!
What's the matter with him? He looks as if he's been hit by a bus.
I wish I had been. I think I might need an urgent draft to Hong Kong for a couple of days.
Who is it?
It's your husband, my love. Henry?
Henry Povey, I won't have you playing little tunes on the knocker. Stop it at once.
But I want to come in, my love.
Why?
I live here.
You know the house rules, Henry. You are not allowed in until 5 o'clock and there are 2 minutes to go.
But it's freezing out here, my love.
Good. Now wait.
Very well, my love.
Right, time's up. Are you sober?
Of course I am, my love. Well, they're not even open yet.
Trust you to know that. Still, good boy, you can come in. Your apron is waiting for you in the kitchen. A great first, Henry, and then you can have your boiled sweetie.
Certainly, my love. Thank you, but there was something I wanted to ask you, Ramona, dear.
What is it, then?
Well, can I get you a chair, my love?
Are you quite mad? Why should I want to sit down in the middle of the hall for?
No. No, I thought perhaps we could go into the sitting room, my love, and have a chat.
You've had all the chats in the sitting room you're getting this week.
It's about a bargain, my love.
A bargain? Who for?
Well, me, I suppose. But it'll save us both money.
Yeah, well, in that case, speak up, Henry. Permission to chat.
Thank you, my love. It concerns an advertisement for some pajamas.
Henry Povey, watch your language.
But I only said...
I heard the word the first time, thank you. You may be a common sailor, but there's no need to bring coarseness in the house. There are certain items of masculine apparel that a gentleman does not mention in front of a lady.
Sorry, pardon, I'm sure, my love.
Granted this time. Well, carry on.
Well, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips sent for a pair of these...
Nighttime unmentionables. Go on.
Right. Well, he sent for them, and for 8 shillings and 11 pennies, number one tells me he got a magnificent pair of nighttime unmentionables.
I see. So I suppose you want a set as well.
Yes, please. All the officers are sending for them, my love.
Oh, very well. Permission to spend pocket money.
Yes. Well, that's the point. I already have, my love.
You have what?
I've spent it, my love. I was wondering if I could possibly have an advance of 8 shillings and 11 pennies on next week.
I see. Well, now we're getting at the truth, aren't we? You've been squanderbugging again, haven't you? Oh, very well. Get the account book out.
It's here, my love.
No. 8 and 11 pence. Now, let me see. With the interest, that'll be, yes. I owe Ramona 9 shillings and 6 pence. Well, sign here. Oh,
very well, my love.
That's a good boy. Now, while I fetch the money, you can get started on your grace. Off you go, and heaven help you if those nighttime unmentionables aren't worth every penny.
Oh, they will be. I shall look like Valentino, my love.
Don't be disgusted. Go on, to your grace, Henry, to your grace.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at the perishers. Flaming orders pouring in by every post. There's nothing to laugh at, you giggly great greaseball. Number one's passed the word round, all right. I reckon every officer in the flaming Navy's ordered pajamas.
Some of the ratings are written in all, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed. I also found one order from a certain Naval Seaman Johnson. I presume that was your idea of a joke.
No. Everybody kept telling me what a bargain they were, and I didn't want to miss it.
no. Right, miss, this is. Look, we got orders for 298 pairs now. 298. You know what? I think I'm building an empire out of tatty pyjamas. People will stop me in the street and call me the Moo 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 King.
If you don't deliver them, people will stop you in the street and call you something else.
Yeah, I know. It's all going to get flaming ugly if I don't get hold of some more pyjamas from somewhere a bit sharpish.
You're properly in it this time, aren't you?
Don't gloat, fatso. Pertwee's not a goner yet. Now then, who was it who supplied the first 20 pair?
The laundry, of course.
That's right. Well, that's where the rest are coming from. I've got a little job for you.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
Right, now look. Today's the day they send all the laundry back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Now, all you've got to do is trot round behind the van.
Yeah.
See, and whenever they leave the baskets on the dock for each ship,
yeah,
whip the pyjamas before the crew picks them up.
Is that all?
That's all.
Come on.
Come here. You suit yourself. If this little lot blows up, they're going to be asking the newspaper office for a description of the bloke who's been picking up the mail for box number 346. Won't they?
What?
Yeah. And with your shape, I don't reckon you'd be hard to trace.
You're rotten.
Yeah, and you're rotund. Look, are you going to pinch the pyjamas out of all the other ship's laundry or not?
All right, I'll do it, but I'll tell you something.
What?
I'm not happy.
Here, I'm in it.
Well, you can say what you like, but I reckon it's a diabolical liberty.
Well, what is that?
Well, you're the only one to get a decent pair of pyjamas out of that advert. Everybody else has got these terrible blue and white striped winciette things. Now, there's something pretty dodgy going on here, and I'm beginning to get a fair idea who's behind it.
I presume you mean C.P.O. Pertwee, eh, sir?
Hmm? Why? Oh, nothing much. Except that, as far as I know, he's the only one who hasn't sent for a pair. And for the past week, he's hardly been seen outside the stores, the door of which is permanently locked, but from within can be heard the constant rustle of wrapping up with brown paper.
You know, sir, you've got a suspicious mind.
I don't think I'm the only one. There are two gentlemen coming here in a moment from the laundry to ask a few questions.
What about that?
Patience, Mr. Phillips. I think we're just going to find out.
Yes. Come in. Oh, how do you do? Sorry to trouble you like this. I'm the manager of the Majestic and Finished Superior Laundry and Bagwash. This is my chief checking clerk from claims.
I'm very worried.
Why? What have you done, actually?
It's these claims for missing articles of laundry.
Claims?
Yes. Up to now, we've had claims for 892 pairs of pyjamas.
Pouring in now from every ship in the fleet.
Except this one.
Oh. What sort of pyjamas?
Terrible things. Blue and white striped winciettes. It's come to our notice that a large number of pyjamas have also been sold recently. And after inquiries, we also discovered that the sale started with this ship.
Oh, yes, they did.
We've also had a complaint from our van driver that whenever he comes into the docks, he's followed by a very fat round sailor with Trutbridge on his ass.
We're not actually making any accusations, you understand.
No, but we're coming as close to it as we can.
Yes. Until we can catch the blighters or pilfer in our beautiful laundry and have them locked up.
Yes, I see what you're getting at, but I think I can satisfy you that you're making a mistake.
You can, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips. Show the gentleman the pyjamas you bought.
Do you mean the ones I bought?
That's right, the Chinese silk ones with the dragons all over the... all over them.
Chinese silk dragons?
Oh, they're not like the missing ones at all.
Oh, no, no. And as I said, they are blue and white striped winciettes.
Well, so are the ones that everybody else...
Mr. Phillips. That's me all. Sorry we can't help you further, gentlemen. You never know. Perhaps these missing pyjamas will turn up having been mislaid in transit, perhaps.
I wish they would, but it's hardly likely, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
At least they have on this ship.
Well, come along, Mr. Squelch. We shall have to think again. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Happy hunting, Mr. Squelch. Well, now we know what's been going on all right, don't we? Ah, that'll be the chief. I asked him to come up.
Oh, why is that?
Intuition, Mr. Phillips. I somehow had a feeling I should want to see him after the laundry people had called. Ah. Come in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, chief. Shan't keep you a minute. I just want to finish writing this.
What's that?
Those two chaps from the laundry gone ashore, yeah?
Yes, sir, they went...
From where?
Laundry, Chief.
Yeah, right. Well, as you finish, sir, I won't trouble you now. I'll come back next year.
Stand past you.
Well, I'd rather not to know, thanks all the same. Nice you to be invited.
Chief. The laundry manager and his claims waller were mighty curious about certain pajamas that had disappeared out of the laundry delivered to the docks.
Yeah, very careless of them. I've always said they were a slapdash lot.
Yeah, very possibly. Now, fortunately, I'm not a suspicious man.
No, not much.
Cool.
No barracking, Miss Phillips, please. As I said, I'm not suspicious, so I persuaded the laundry that the missing pajamas may well turn up in the near future.
But I can't do, sir. That is... I was about...
No, you weren't. I'll tell you what you were about to do. You're going to take up a collection, Chief, for the benefit of the majestic, hand-finished, superior laundry and bag wash.
I am. He is?
He is. And here's the first contribution. My pair of blue and white striped Winsiette pajamas. That'll cost you 9 and 11 pence. Thank you, Chief.
9 and 11 pence? But they were only 8 and 11.
Shocking the way the cost of living keeps going up.
Tell me, 9 and 11.
Count threepence for the postings.
Oh, yes. 10 and 2 pence. Any questions, Chief?
Yeah, just the one, sir. Just the one, sir. Who did it? Who put the squeak in? That's what I want to know. Who did it?
Did what, Chief? Nobody's done anything as far as we actually know, have they? Or have they?
No, nothing at all.
Splendid. 10 shillings and 2 pence, please.
Oh,
many thanks. Oh, in case you have any difficulty in making up the, collection, I'm having this advertisement put in next week's local paper.
The advert?
Perhaps you care to read it, Chief.
Well, I'd rather not, so I haven't got my right glass.
Read it, Chief.
Very well, sir. Wanted urgently by box number 346. Large quantities of blue and white striped Winsiette pajamas. 9 and 11 a pair offered by Chief Petty Officer Pertwee. HMS Troutbridge. P.S. Postage refunded.
I'll
be skint, that's what I think.
That'll be all, Chief. There is one other thing. I also had a letter from the laundry to say that they'd accidentally sent back 20 pairs of pajamas too many about a week ago. You'll see they're returned as well, won't you?
It's not fair, sir. I've worked fat toes fingers to the bone, and what have I got?
You've got off jolly lightly. Carry on, Chief, and sleep well. Sleep well.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the manager of the laundry was Michael Bates, and his clerk was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.